Okay, today we're going to start the sugya of shaving beards. We did last week. We did all about peis. This week we're going to do all about beards. Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita has about 15 shiurim on Wayu Torah about the halachas of beards and peis. So he put together an incredible source packets, incredible packets of Mar Makomos on the topic. So you may have noticed that the packet you received today is not mine. It's not my style. But I did. It's like there was no point in reinventing the wheel. I wasn't going to outdo Rabbi Simon anyway. So what I did was the first few pages are from Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, a dear friend of mine who gave a shiur on this topic and collected a lot of Rabbi Simon's Mar Makomos and put them in the computer format. And then whatever he didn't get in the computer format, I included in Rabbi Simon's original, which are somewhat, the quality is not great of the print, but the quality of the sources is very, very good. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of beards and the issue of shaving. What I want to focus on for at least today, maybe more than today, is what constitutes the issue of shaving. I mean, is an electric shaver a violation of shaving one's beard? Now, we could also talk about all piece sewed, the importance of having a beard. I can't talk about that, but someone can talk about that. We can also talk about what are the exact five spots on the face where the Gemara identifies that there are five spots on the Mishnah identifies that there are five spots on the face where a person is not allowed to shave. So that could be a whole shear. There are a lot of different elements that can you remove your beard with a sam, with some sort of powder or something like that, whether that's an appropriate thing to do. There are a lot of different elements to the sugya, but I think the one that's most nogei lemaisa for us is you hear a lot about electric shaving. You hear a lot about if you remove the lift mechanism, then it becomes okay. Or this kind of shaver, but not that kind of shaver. That the micro screen shavers that work with two screens that just go back and forth, as opposed to the Norelco shavers that have the lift and cut system, where it's a screen that just stays in place, and when the hair comes in, the blade cuts it. So which one is better? Some say this one is better, some say that one is better. What exactly are the inyanim over here? What exactly are the issues? So I thought it would be good to go through the sugya mitchil v'atzof, go through from the beginning and see how it plays out and where the posts can get their different approaches from. And there are a lot of viable and perfectly respectable shitos and poskim about that hold a variety of different things, and we'll just see what they're each based on without necessarily trying to show who's right, who's wrong. Everybody's right, but we're going to see where they get their opinions from. Pasuk in two parshios in a row, actually, Parshas Kedoshim and Parshas Emor, both tell us about the issur to shave. Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, lo sochla adam, lo sinachshu, lo sanenu, lo sakifu pas roshchem, the pasuk we spoke about last week, vilo sashchis es pas kanecha. Not only can you not cut off your payas, you also cannot sashchis pas kanecha. So what does sashchis mean? Sashchis means to destroy. One may not destroy the peyos of their beard. And v'saret le'nefesh l'sitnu b'v'sarchem, a person shouldn't cut themselves over loss of life, over someone who died, u'ksoves kakalo titnu b'chem ani Hashem, and also a person shouldn't tattoo themselves. We've discussed that as well. The issue of getting tattoos, all of these things seem to relate to the darkei u'masal and the darkei hovdei kochavim, that a person shouldn't follow in the path of the hovdei kochavim, of the derech of the hovdei kochavim, and therefore one should not destroy his beard. That is in Parshas Kedoshim. Now, moving along to Parshas Emor, the pasuk tells us in the parsha we just read a couple of days ago, lo yikruchu karcha b'roshem, they should not make a bald spot in their heads, ufas zukanam lo yigalechu, and they shouldn't shave faas zukanam, the corner of their beards. And also they shouldn't scratch themselves, shouldn't cut themselves over a mace. Now, who's that pasuk talking about? It's them. It's not everybody. Who is the them that pasuk in Parshas Emor is talking about? So in Parshas Emor, we're not talking about all of Klal Yisrael anymore. We're talking about Kohanim. Emor al Kohanim. Right? B'nai Aaron. The whole the Parsha is about the Kohanim and the special rules that Kohanim have. That's what Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, I saw him yesterday, was telling me the vart that Pasuk says, Emor al Kohanim v'amarta alehim. So why is it a double of the redundancy of Emor v'amarta? So Rashi says, Lazir gadolim al katanim. You got to teach your children to follow along this path as well. Of all the places to teach Lazer Gedol Malkhtan, why Dafka by Tumas Mace of a Kohen and by specific halachos that relate only to a Kohen, Lazer Gedol Malkhtan? So it's been pointed out, I think by others as well, that the most difficult challenge in teaching children to do something is when everyone else is doing different. See, if you're going to tell you teach your children about kashrus, all their friends and neighbors also keep kosher. But you're telling the child is a Kohen, you're not allowed to go to a cemetery, you're not allowed to do certain things. So, but my next door neighbor who's very religious, who's Yisrael, does these things. My other neighbor who's a Levi, he does these things. So why am I not allowed to do? So that's where the Hazir Gedol Malak Tanim, that the chinuch is more challenging in that area. But it's okay for children to hear sometimes. That's what they do, and we do different. And they're not bad, just because they do different than us. It's okay that people do different. When I was in Boca last week, it was unbelievable. They have the kinds of Jews that walk into one shul, and then it was okay that a guy could walk in with a shtreimel, another guy is a Chabadnik, doesn't wear, you know, wears Hasidic garb, another guy a whole Sephardi minion, and this, and then people driving to a million different types of people, and no one's judging each other, and no one's and that's okay for different types of Jews to come together. That it's there's no avera for different types of Jews to be together without judging each other and without just looking at how terrible everybody else is. It's okay to say this is the way we do things, and other people don't do things that way. That's okay as well. But anyway, so that's the pasuk in Parshas Etmor is really about Kohanim. So it is a little, you know, one of the issues that the Gemara has to deal with is, so does that mean that there's an isser, some sort of isser of shaving that's only for Kohanim, and some sort of other isser of shaving that's for Yisraelim? So the Gemara says, minayin litin shel zeh bezeh v'shel zeh bezeh. The Gemara says, no. All, both of these psukim are about both Kohanim and non-Kohanim. It's just that each pasuk adds a detail that I would not have known without the other. Right? The pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim says, Lo sashchis es pa'asakanecha, whereas the one in Parshas Etmor says, pasukanim lo yigalechu. Yigalechu means shaving, sashchis means destroying. So the Gemara in Makos, Daf Chafa Min Aleph, The Mishnah, when it goes through all the things you're chayiv malchus for, so the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, not all the things, there are hundreds of things you're chayiv malchus for. The Mishnah is in this parak, a couple dozen things that you're chayiv malchus for, you know, a sampling of the averos for which one would be chayiv malchus, and one of the things that the Mishnah lists is that someone who shaves their beard, hamakiv pas rosho, v'hamashchis pa'asakano. And the Mishnah goes on to say, what does it mean, pa'asakano? Shtayim mikan, v'shtayim mikan, v'achas milamata. There are five spots specifically on one's face that one may not shave. Two on one side of the face, two on the other side of the face, and one milamata, one on the bottom. Now on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara tries to figure out, okay, where exactly are these five places? So in the second wide line of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, V'chayiv al Rosh, so it says, Machvi Rav Sheshes ben Pirkei Resha. For the Peos HaRosh, Rav Sheshes showed where were his Peos. V'alazakan shtayim ikam v'achas milamata, Machvi Rav Sheshes ben Pirkei Dikna. And when it came to identifying the five spots, Rav Sheshes showed where exactly the five spots are on his face. Problem is, we don't have video of Rav Sheshes' shear, so we don't know exactly what five spots Rav Sheshes was talking about. I'm sure he showed them, but we don't see Rav Sheshes. New meaning to the importance of Ayu Einecha Ros Esmorecha, that sometimes you need to see the Rebbe, not only to know. You know, a lot of times when Shirim, you listen to Shirim and you don't see the Rebbe, sometimes you're not sure what's a joke and what's not a joke. You don't see if he's smiling or not, or if he's you miss out on certain expressions that may express a lot more than the words themselves are expressing. So over here, it's really stark that if you don't have where he's showing you on the face are the five spots. So it's very difficult to figure out the specific five spots that one is not allowed to shave. But the Gemara goes on to tell us. Ve'enu chayv ad sheitlanu b'tar. The Mishnah said that one is only chayv if you shave with a razor. Then the Mishnah quoted the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, afilu likto b'malakit b'rehitni chayv. Even if a person removes the hair with a malkit or rehitni, is chayv. So what is a malkit for rehitni that we say that a person is chayv if he removes the hair with those things? So Rashi says that it's some type of carpenter's tool. a malkit for it, and he was used to smooth out wood that carpenters would use. And you would understand that we would paskin, not like Rav Lazar, you're not chayiv for using that, even though it's a blade and mechara cuts very close to the face, but it's something that most people would never put on their face. So it's not something that you would call giluach. It may be ashchasa, but that's not really giluach. Whereas the Rif understands that malkit v'ritni doesn't mean a carpenter's tools, it means the way we normally translate it, which would be a tweezer. So it's completely uprooting the hair entirely. It's pulling out the hair from the roots, but it's not shaving. It's destroying the hair for sure because it's pulling it out entirely, but it's not called giluach. And the Gemara explains. I might have thought that even if you are megaleach with scissors, you should be chayiv. Tamalomar lo sashchis. That's why the pasuk says lo sashchis. Ilo sashchis. Oh, had I only had lo sashchis, yachal mlikto b'mlakit v'rehidni yechayiv. I might think that if you remove with the tweezer, you're going to be chayiv. Tamalomar lo yigalechu. That's why the pasuk says lo yigalechu. So lo sashchis tells me that you're allowed to use a scissor because the scissor doesn't destroy the hair. And lo yigalechu tells me you're allowed to use a malkit and ritni because they aren't megaleach the hair. So okay, it's a giluach sheyesh bo achasa. Haviyomer zet tar. That what are you chayiv for using? What kind of instrument would one be chayiv for shaving their beard? Haviyomer zet tar. Only if a person uses a razor, because a razor accomplishes both shaving and hashchasa, both giluach and hashchasa. That's why that's what a person is chayiv for. So says Gemara, Rav Lazar, if you look to b'malkit v'hitni yechayiv, manavshach. Igamr gzer shava li baytari, lomar gzer shava misparayim nami. Igamr gzer shava, you know, that's a diun within the sheet of Rav Lazar. We don't pass like Rav Lazar anyway. So bottom line is, from our Gemara, what emerges very clearly is in order to be chayiv for shaving the face, one has to shave one of the five areas that you're not allowed to shave with a ta'ar, with a razor, or l'chora, anything that accomplishes both giluach and hashchasa. A scissor accomplishes giluach because it's a normal thing to cut your face, to cut the hairs of your face with, but it is not hashchasa. Now the question that's going to beg itself, obviously, is, and what if you can get a scissor to do hashchasa? What if you can come up with something that works like a scissor, but it's such a minuscule scissor, and you can get it so close to your face without cutting yourself, that it could mamish to hashchasa of the hairs? Is hashchasa defined by a blade touching your face, or is hashchasa defined by the result of what your face looks like after the shave is over? And that's going to be obviously very much noge lemaisa. If hashchas is defined by a blade touching your face, so as long as, you know, a single blade touching your face and cutting the hairs directly off your face, so then if you can get a scissor that does a very effective job of giving a close shave, that would still be mutter. But because it's not hashchasa. But if hashchasa is defined as having a clean shave, the kind of clean shave that people get when they use a razor, well, then if one can come up with an invention with a scissor that accomplishes the same thing, that can cut really closely and will leave a person with as clean a shave as a razor would leave them with, well, then that would be highly problematic. So let's see what the Rivan has to say over here. If you look in the Rivan, Upa'as zikanam lo yugalechu, says the Rivan, Gabi kohanim ksiv, it's this pasuk is written by kohanim, v'lo sashcha says pasuk anecha b'Yisrael ksiv, and the pasuk of losashchus is by Yisrael. V'yafinu lo b'gzeres shava hai mehai, and we learn b'gzeres shava to connect the two of them to each other. De peya peya, that the word peya is used by both of them. V'achem rin b'adi parakamid the kedushim b'gzeres shava de peya peya loch yudasa de tani lo yigalechu. And the Gemara says so explicitly in kedushin that we link the peya, the word peya when it describes the Yisra of Kohanim, and the word peya when it describes the Yisra for Yisraelim. Tamalomer losashchus. Umisparayim einon mashchisim, says the Rivan. And why are you allowed to use scissors? Because scissors do not destroy. Why don't they destroy? It is key, very important line. She'ein chotchin seyar bitzad iker kita'ar. because a scissor does not cut the hair right by the root like a razor does. So essentially, how's he describing hashchasa? Hashchasa is cutting a hair right by the root. So if you're cutting the hair somewhere off the root, somewhere higher up on the hair, that would not be hashchasa. The razor gets so close to the skin, it's mamish on the skin, it cuts the hair by the root. Now, how does a lift and cut work? It picks up the hair, and then the blade comes and takes. So even though there may be a screen that the blade's not directly on the face, but it's cutting exactly where a blade would cut the hair, the exact same spot on the hair that the blade would cut the hair. So this rivan makes it sound like we're not looking at where the blade is in proximity to the face, we're looking at where the blade is on the hair. Where on the hair, at what point up the hair is the blade cutting? Like if you have a long beard and you take a scissor and you cut it, so that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that, because you're not cutting anywhere near the root of the hair. But when you're cutting right near the root, that's the definition of hashchasa, according to the Rivan. Giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa, says Rivan. Derech legalech bo. He says, what do we call giluach? What's called giluach? He says, it has to be something that's derech legalech bo, that's normal to shave with. Why is the malkit for hitni mutter? Because that's normal to sand wood with. It's not normal to shave with. Derech legalech bo, that's qualification number one. Umashchis, and it also destroys. Vainutar, and that's a razor. Avar hitni mashchis feinu derech legalech bo, a tweezer, let's say, can destroy, but it's not the derech to be megalech with it, or even the carpenter's blade. Umisparayim, the scissors, megalchin, they shave, it's normal to, again, megalchin means that it's normal to cut with them, but ve'in mashchisim, but they don't actually destroy the hair. So that is the approach of the Rivan. The Rivan seems to be telling us that the definition of giluach is that it's normal to use to cut your beard, and the definition of hashchasa is that it cuts really high up on the hair, where it's really, really close to the root. That's the shita of the Rivan. Now, Rashi in Parshas Emor, source number 8 over here, Upasa kanam loigalechu, lefishinemer b'Yisrael velo sashchis, yachal likto b'malkit v'rehitni, lekachnemer loigalechu, sheinu chayiv ela al davar akori giluach, v'yesh v'achas hashchasav zeotar. Rashi paraphrases our Gemara. Pasuk says loigalechu to tell me that it has to be something that's called giluach, and destroys, and the only thing that does that is a razor. Now, in general, he's just paraphrasing the Gemara, but one could have gotten the impression from Rashi, might get the impression from the Gemara as well, that when the Gemara gives razor, when the Gemara mentions a tire, when the Gemara mentions a blade, you could understand that in two ways. You could understand that the Gemara is giving an example of a kli that meets this criteria, that's both derech legaleach and is mashchis. That's one possibility. Or it could be, it's not an example. It's not giving an example. It's the only example. Meaning, the iser is giluach betar. The iser is to shave with a razor. Why is the iser only to shave with a razor? Well, we explain it with the words, hashchasa and giluach, but the real din is, don't shave with a razor. That's the real halacha. Anything else you shave with is not going to be included in the halacha. It's only zetar. It's only if you actually use a razor. Now, we'll get to the spot on the beards maybe later in the week. It's just important to know the Shulchan Aruch writes, I'm sure you saw in source number 9, you're not supposed to put a razor anywhere in your face, because we're always afraid you're going to be touching that spot, even underneath your chin. Because we're afraid you're gonna hit that middle spot, the back of your neck. You could do that you could do with the razor if that floats your boat or whatever. That's fine. But anywhere on the face, we stay away from using a razor. Now, so again, according to the Rivan, the definition of the reason why misparayim are mutter is because when you're cutting with a scissor, it doesn't cut as low down. The Nimuke Yosef seems told the same way. The Nimuke Yosef over here in Makos writes, Avol b'misparayim mutter, d'lesbu hashchasa, Mizraim aren't mashchis. Why aren't they mashchis? Sharei nikar shamaseir. Can the farish b'gemara? So he gives a little bit more detail that the reason scissors is not considered to be mashchis is because nikar shamaseir. So whereas from the Rivan one could have gotten the impression that one is only chayiv for cutting with a scissor. If the scissor cuts as closely as a razor cuts, and only if it cuts as closely as a razor cuts are you chayiv, from the Mukhe Yosef you get the impression that it's lav dafka that it cuts as closely as the razor. The point is, though, it cuts close enough, anything that cuts close enough that you can't see the hair there anymore is already a violation. Because you already cut too much. If you can't see the hair there anymore. Now one could have argued another possibility, that the yisur is only to shave hairs off of your face. What if you're not shaving hairs off of your face? What if you first cut it down to the point where you could still see that something's there, but it's not long enough to have a din of seyar? Remember we discussed by the payas sugya how long the payas have to be? And we had this Rambam Minuchas Paraduma that anything you could grab with the tweezer is called a hair, or anything you can't. And we had a Rambam Minuchas Nazirus that only if it's Kedei Loch of Rosh Oli Ikaro is it considered a seyar, or anything shorter than that is not considered a seyar. So maybe you could do the following trick. Why don't we suggest the following trick? Why don't we take a scissor, trim it down really, really, trim down your beard with the scissor really short, to the point that you have less than Kedei Loch of Rosh Oli Ikaro. So now you don't have any hairs on your face, because you don't have anything that's halachically defined as a hair. Then take a razor and shave your whole beard off with a razor, because now you're not shaving hairs off. So maybe there shouldn't be a violation of anything. So is that a chap? Is that an end around? You could then shave with a razor if you do something like that. So you may have noted that you've never seen anyone do that. So obviously there's got to be some issue with that. This suggestion was made in the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. If you look in the Tshuvas, it's hard to read. In the B'Samim Rosh, Simen Yud Ches, Valdvara Ish Asher Shabolo B'Zikno Kemo. It's hard to read. Chom Ve'ish Sorefes B'Basar V'Omer Arof Mahas V'Zikno B'Tar. He had some sort of medical condition that the beard was causing him problems. And the doctor said he's got to shave with a razor. And B'Samim Rosh suggests this possibility of cutting it really short and then doing the rest with a razor. Now, who wrote the B'Samim Rosh? So for years, it was understood to be the Tshuvas of the Rosh, that some lost Tshuvas of the Rosh. Rosh. That was the assumption for years. And then later on, it was discovered that it was a total forgery. That it was not the Tshuvas of the Rosh, it was the Tshuva of some Talmud Chacham, but it wasn't the Tshuvas of the Rosh. One of the earlier people to catch on to this was the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in his Tshuvas, when he quotes the B'Samim Rosh, he calls it the Kisvei HaRosh, the Zayin, not with the Tav, not Kisvei HaRosh, the falsifications of the Rosh, the lies of the Rosh, not that the Rosh lied, that this is a lie, that it's the Rosh. So Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, which is also here in the packets, if you look in the part that Rabbi Simon bracketed off, he says, I'm discussing this because that it's been suggested, Shola Rava Shol Imkvar Nigzizu Asa'aros Ad Shi'ura Zuta, if you shear down the hairs to a very small shear, and then all you're left with is a very tiny stubble. So then you could take the rest off with a ta'ar. V'ine, she'ela zu lukucha mikizvei arash. She'besefer b'sam rosu min yud zayin. Where do you get this idea? You get it from the shayla and the kizvei arash. V'yata nechza anan. L'shita smag d'shir tar b'shtei sa'aros. So he says, If you hold that the definition of a hair is a very tiny amount, kritzas tziporin, enough that your finger can be able to catch, well, then this won't work, because even after you cut it with the scissors, you're still left with that amount. So you're still going to be violating giluach betar when you do that. Kiev shalitol bezug ba'omek kolkach. There's no way you could take off with the scissors to the point where you can be left with that amount. He says va'omnam la Rambam dinetila zug who has zutar. Says maybe according to the Rambam it will be different. What does he say? Oh, but then he says this whole thing is ridiculous. He says this whole discussion is not correct. What's this whole discussion assuming? That there's a halachic definition of seyar, of hair. And when what you are removing is not the halachic definition of seyar, then you didn't violate the issur of pasukanim lo yigalechu. What does it say in Chumash? Sa'ar zakanim lo yigalechu. It doesn't say that. Pa'as zakanim lo yigalechu, which means you can't be megaleach at all. You can't be megaleach the peah at all. So lo sashchis es pa'as zakanecha, pa'as zakanim lo yigalechu. It's lav dafka whether you technically have the halachic definition of hair in that spot or not. So that's what Chassam Sofer says, this will not work. This suggestion will not work. Now, what's the context of this Chassam Sofer? He's discussing, or he goes on to discuss, the suggestion of the Nodeb Yehuda, where the Nodeb Yehuda allows shaving on Chol HaMoed. And he suggests why the Nodeb Yehuda allowed it. The Davido allowed the shaving of Chol HaMoed, and he writes that Shvil Tam Sheyeshli, that Davido says Tam Kamos, I have some sort of hidden reason that I'm allowing shaving of Chol HaMoed, and the Chassam Sofer suggests maybe this is part of it, that maybe if you hold that the Isser of shaving your beard only applies once the hairs have reached a certain length, so maybe the Davido was aware that people were being noig to shave with a razor, and he was very concerned about that, so he held that it was better for them not to wait for their hair to grow long enough to shave with the razor, to violate the Yisud Daraisa of shaving with the razor, better for them to shave on Chol HaMoed and violate the Yisud Rabbanan and shave on Chol HaMoed before the hairs got too long, because once they got too long, shaving with the razor is going to be Yisurim Daraisa. Okay, but that suggestion, again, doesn't seem to really work. So going back to the Rishonim over here, the Rivan says again that the Hashchas is defined as cutting it really high up on the hair. The Nemukah Yosef says, how high up? High up enough on the hair that you can't even see the hair there anymore. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Avos Kavim Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, Veinu chai v'et sheigal chena betar shenemar v'lo sashchis es pa'asa konecha giluach sheyesh pa'ashchasa l'fichach im gileach zikno b'misparayim. Now, what's the next one? The Rambam says very strange. Im gileach ziknum v'sparayim, if you use scissors to be megaleach your hair, your beard, pater. And generally speaking, when the Rambam uses the term pater, it means pater avalasim. From our Gemara, it's not the impression you get at all. Our Gemara is explaining what you are and are not allowed to do, and it seems like misparayim are mutter. Now, the Gemara, the way it phrases it, yachal afil gilchum v'sparayim yechayiv. That's why Taman Lomelo Sashchis, tell me that you're not Chayiv, but it doesn't sound like there's any sort of Issa. The Gemara gave no indication that it would be an Issa Midrabanan of any sort. But the Rambam used a Lashon of Pater. It's especially shocking that the Rambam would use a Lashon of Pater, considering that the Rambam in the previous Halacha, when he talks about the Peos HaRosh, says, Umutru Lelaket HaPeos B'misparay, that you're allowed to be Melaket the Peos HaRosh with scissors. So when it comes to the Peos HaRosh, he says it's mutter to use scissors to cut off the Peos HaRosh. And when it comes to the Peos of the beard, he says it's putter. So while on the one hand one would be enticed to be medayik from the Rambam that putter over here means putter avalasar, Minchas Chinuch points out that it's really not a tenable position that the Rambam would hold Pater Avalasar. Because what's more chamur? the way we deal with our peos harosh, or the way we deal with our peos hazakin. Just looking around at each other, we see what's more chamur. We all have peos harosh. Most of us don't have beards here. Why is that? Because apparently we hold, and we pass like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that even b'misparayim ke'intar, you're not allowed to shave off your peos harosh. Your peos hazakin, you're only not allowed to shave with a razor. Your peos harosh, you're not allowed to shave even with a scissor that cuts very closely. Right? So we keep peos harosh. So what are you going to say? The Rambam holds, you want to shave your peos harosh misparayim ke'intar with scissors, fine, that's mutal l'chelchila. But then by the beard, he's going to be more machmir. It's backwards. So it's not shaykh that the Rambam will be more machmir by the beard. And obviously, we don't pass on like the Rambam about the peos harosh, right? Shulchan Aruch says, he quotes the Shitas of Rambam, like we mentioned last week, that it's only us to remove the peos harosh betar, but he says we should be machmir, not like the Rambam, and try not to remove the peos harosh with anything, not just with a razor. We should remove it with anything. Now, the Ritva adds another very important element over here. If you look in the Ritva, Makos Tav Chaval, Tav Rabban Pasukanam, Ad Hakeitz Aragiluch Sheish Brash Chasav Yom Zetar, V'chein Hilchasa, U'mishuras Adin Kolshu B'Mesparayim Afilu Ke'ein Tar Muter. Strictly halachically speaking, using any scissor, even if it's Mesparayim Ke'ein Tar, it cuts very closely, is Muter. Aval! Midas chasidim shalo lasos kein mepnei chashad aroim. What does that sound like? Amidas chasidus not to shave even with scissors mepnei chashad aroim. Sounds like a marazayin type of vision. You're going to walk around clean shaven, so you happen to have this great scissor that cuts really close, that gives you a good shave, but people are going to think that you shaved with a razor. Sounds like he's telling you a chumrah, right? One could argue, though, he's telling you a very gevaldik akula. Why? What's the definition, according to Nemuka Yosef, of hashchasa? What? Right. As long as you could even see the hair, tell that the hair is there. Then you haven't violated hashchasa, right? Hashchasa is only when you cut to the point where you don't see the hair anymore. According to the Ritva Lechora, the Geder is to the point where you look exactly the same as someone who shaved with a razor. Not only that, I shouldn't even say that. Even better. Even if you look exactly the same as someone who shaved with a razor, you still haven't done hashchasa. Because what does he say? You look exactly the same as someone who shaved with a razor. And what's the isser? Not really isser. Marasayin issue. Chashad. Midina. You're good. It's mutter. It's only a midas chasidu mishum chashad aroim. And we're talking about someone, l'chora, who looks just like someone who shaved with a razor. Otherwise, what's the chashad? Well, chashad aroim has to be that he looks like he shaved with a razor. And still midina, it's going to be mutter. So apparently the Ritva is teaching us that how close the shave gets is irrelevant. What's relevant is, are you doing hashchasa? So how do I define hashchasa? Hashchasa is a blade cutting on your face. And that's it. That's the definition of hashchasa. If there's a blade cutting on your face. So whereas the Rivan understood that hashchasa is that you're cutting on a certain spot on the hair, so whether you get to that spot by a blade cutting on your face or whether you get to that spot by pulling the hair out a little bit and then cutting it with a scissor, like a lift and cut, let's say, l'chora, according to the Rivan, it sounds like that would be hashchasa. And whereas according to Nemuka Yosef, it's always going to be considered hashchasa if you look like someone who shaved with a razor. If you can't feel the hairs anymore, if they're not there anymore, according to the Ritva, it sounds like it's not called hashchasa, even if you're getting it really close, exactly the way a razor would, unless you actually have a blade on your face. And he goes on to say, "V'olam b'tosos ki gam b'misprayim yesh li zar b'nei shal zug shal matam mashchas k'tah." You should be careful with a scissor as well, because a scissor works with two blades going against each other. What happens though if you're moving the bottom blade, and on the way the bottom blade knocks out some hairs before the friction with the top blade? If you have a sharp bottom blade and it's moving, it may be a razor. It may function just like a razor. And then you're going to be in violation. So that's another concern the Ritva says. Now that concern appears in Poskim. The Trumas HaDeshen in the Tshuva has that exact concern. He suggests it as a Chumrah, like the Ritva does, as a Chumrah, not as a Zikr Adin. That not to use a scissor because this might happen. But let's say, you know, when we talk about using different machines, we're not discussing what might happen. Machines are built to make something, yes, happen. Meaning, so if the Trumas HaDeshen is concerned that this might happen, well, if we have a machine where we know that that happens, well, then it's not just a Chumrah anymore, then it becomes the Din. Meaning, let's say you have a machine that has two blades that go back and forth like this, and you know that one of the blade that's closer to the skin is very sharp and is cutting hairs before it ever creates any friction with the other blade. So the Trumas HaDeshen might say, well, with scissors that could happen. But if you have a machine that's built for that to happen, well, then it's not just, oh, let's be machmir lest it happen. Then it's going to be halacha. Then it's going to be mekar adin. What does Trumas HaDeshen say? Reish sadiyeh, yesh she'ela, yesh nina disr l'galech pas hazakim b'mesprayim alav. Should you be machmir not to shave even with scissors? Say, right, yeah, you should be choshesh as a chumrah that the bottom blade is gonna cut on its own, if you have a moving bottom blade. So from there we see that there is an advantage to having, when you have your scissor action, whatever is closest to your skin, not move. Because that way you've addressed this chumrah of the Trumas HaDeshen. If whatever is closest to your skin doesn't move, and we're going to get to practically what this means in terms of the lift and cut Norelco versus the micro screen shavers. But if that which is close to your face doesn't move and it's only the thing behind it that moves, your advantage is the Trumas HaDeshen. Right? Okay. Let us stop there. Tomorrow we'll start getting into some of the halacha lemaisa, how this translates into halacha lemaisa, and the different possible shavers and what they mean, what their advantages and disadvantages are.